An exhibition of Cuban artwork is now on display at Western Kentucky University called The Island of My Love, The Faces and Stories of Cuba.
My name is Miwon Che. I'm a faculty in the art department. I'm really glad for this opportunity that we can share this big event that we've been planning for almost 10 years.
Che first traveled to Cuba 15 years ago and began making connections with members of the Cuban art community. She said the artists on display as part of this new exhibit range from young children to professionals to adult learners in their 70s and 80s. And one of the pieces in the exhibit that stands out to her is a painting created by one of those adult learners that focuses on Santeria.
That piece is very special because she brought in August, she made that piece for us. And as I want you to take this one with you and show them what this means for us. And that just truly, completely touched me.
For Cubans who don't always enjoy freedom of expression, having their artwork on display in the United States is meaningful.
I'm not sure if I fully understand how much trust they're placing in this whole event, because the artwork, a lot of them, they created the piece for the exhibition. And I told them this is an opportunity for you to tell your story from your point of view. There's no limitations.
Another challenge for Cuban artists is a lack of basic resources like art supplies. Victoria Lane, who assisted in curating the exhibit, says that adds to her appreciation.
As an artist myself, it's very inspiring and it makes me want to get back to the studio and work, but it's also just kind of speaks to their mindset, like their art is how they live and this is how they're communicating, how they're feeling, and that's just, it's also something that just speaks volumes to their way of life.
Yeah, the main project will be here.
The lower level of the exhibit features the artwork itself. Upstairs, photos are on display of many of the artists in their Cuban neighborhoods. The photos were taken by a pair of award-winning photographers as part of their String Project collection, a concept that binds together different photographs of people clutching the same white rope, but in different surroundings. Che's nearly two-decade connection with the Cuban art community has also paid dividends for students in South Central Kentucky.
My name is Sandra Carter. I'm a former teacher at Warren Central High School.
A partnership was formed several years ago involving Miwon Che's art students and high schoolers in Carter's classes who were having difficulty reading. The college students often talked about art as they tutored Carter's students. The high schoolers, meanwhile, would also hone their writing skills by penning letters to students in Cuba.
The thing that was the most exciting to me was when the Cuban students would write back, and my students would read what they wrote and would be so excited that someone from another country cared enough to write back to them. And they were just so excited. We had students that were late, tardy to school all the time, and then this year, my first period class, they were not. We had some students that had high absentee rates. This year, they weren't. They were coming to school, they were excited, and the main thing is they learned to read.
The exhibit, The Island of My Love, The Faces and Stories of Cuba, will be open through April 6th at the Ivan Wilson Fine Arts Center at WKU. And is part of the university's International Year of Cuba.